This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right. It's Thursday, January 10th, 2019, and I was going to have a work day here on a bunch of projects that are behind schedule because of me not making time to get them done. And Owen Schroyer, who hosts the War Room every day at 3 o'clock Central, was going to be hosting. But I'm just going to be here in the first two segments today, and you got to forgive me, too. When I start really using my noggin, I start sweating. I can sit out in the sun if I'm not thinking, and it used to be 105 degrees, and I barely sweat. But when I really start trying to look at all the information and how serious it is, I start sweating, which is a normal reaction if your child, say, is going to have surgery or if you're being pushed to the edge of a cliff. And a lot of people try to stay away from facing things. And that's one reason we live in this very, very dangerous society and culture with a bunch of delusional devil worshippers running around thinking they're God. But as everybody can notice, I'm not obsessed with being right every time. But I don't want to be right about this stuff. The word is Trump was going to declare an emergency 2 days ago. Evidence shows we're already in one. But he didn't do it, and now I see in hindsight he wanted to look measured and nice and have them overreact, thinking the emergency was coming, saying don't air it and acting all crazy. So Trump, again, at least when it comes to things like that, has a very good instinct. But now you hear he's saying you don't do the deal and you don't build the wall, and then they attack the idea of a wall. It's like they attack the idea of a border at all. You notice now that Trump is saying that he's set to declare an emergency. And I don't think he's made the decision when to officially do it. That's why it's really hard to tell. But I really think at the border today, he's going to introduce the idea and really sell it to the public. And he'll either declare it today or he will declare it, I'd say, next Monday, next Tuesday, next Wednesday, maybe even as early as Friday. Owen, what do you think?
I think it's going to be a little more of an extended timetable. I expect it maybe to come in 2 weeks, but I do think it's inevitable that there will be a national emergency declared. I think Trump has already decided that, and I think he's just kind of measuring the waters and waiting for the right time to go ahead and go full throttle with it. And the Democrats, you know, and the amazing thing, Alex, is to us, we see the Democrats destroying themselves, and they are, but they have their ace in the hole and an entire game plan behind the socialist Sandy Cortez, which is really kind of their safety net here.
Sure, so, that shows their timetable is to make it a racial socialist Hispanic party that then bullies all the other Hispanics to go along with it, and then they'll have that key demographic locked in vote and take us the way of Venezuela, which is the admitted globalist plan in the next 10 to 20 years. She's the prototype of the future, total puppet, being loaded information by the globalists that sit offshore. And I agree with you. And let's explain. People go, well, the Democrats are losers. They're inverting reality. They're horrible demon people. They want to sexualize our children. Yes, they're a weapons system. They're a demoralization bomb. They are and the reason they're a bunch of scum and physically look so ugly and hunchbacked and demonic is because this is the scum of the earth. Whether they be black, whether they be white, whatever group they are, these are literal wicked witch demons. And they know it, and they don't like being called out for it. These people are devil worshipers. And when you get to the bottom of the barrel in Hollywood, that's what they are. They're devil worshipers. And that's what these power seekers are, devil worshipers. And they're all about themselves. And they're all about this me, selfishness that's destroying civilization and society. These people are cancer.
Well, Alex, it's funny you said that. We didn't discuss this before the show, but that was my big thing today, is how the left is cancer to America. And if it's not cut out and ended, America will be dead. And I'm really in a bad mood today, I guess you could say, because I've realized it more than ever. Trump has to do everything or this country is dead.
Well, that's right. And we keep even ourselves getting mad at him like dad's supposed to do it all. And then we realize
we have to be there too, but
Well, that's why I feel physically ill right now, because you can cut the tension. They're so afraid of him declaring an emergency and really going after him, and he's really thinking about doing it, so that's why the tension's so high.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The day of doom is here. At least that's the headline at drudgereport.com. Shut down doomsday scenario. We're going to be going over all of that. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us for an hour, starting at the bottom of this hour. And, of course, Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting the broadcast today, because I have the conference room packed with crew on getting a bunch of key initiatives and things we're launching done. So that is why I am here in the office today, but not on air. And it is a momentous day. Trump is going down to the border. I know that he's already declared an emergency to the military a few months ago, and that he's set, at least in his thinking, to declare an emergency. He's having to remove people that says he doesn't have the power to do that, when he 100%, under just the Constitution, for a border and for an invasion, it's his right and his duty. I mean, this is not like some special, wonderful thing he's doing. It's just in a sea of traitors and globalists, they try to upside-down world and have us live in that fantasy land. But the headlines up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com are truly tomorrow's news today. This is where you've heard in the last year and a half about we need an emergency. Obama put an emergency in place. Really, I've been saying 2 years ago. Even since he was president-elect, we've been saying that. Zero Hedge has been saying that, and that's it. Zero Hedge has been putting up the legislation, the documents, the laws. We've been doing that as well. I feel good knowing Zero Hedge is there. I have no affiliation with Zero Hedge, but that's some leftist leaning stuff in there. I don't care about that. They talk about how the government works, the COG, the universities on top, the CIA, how the whole program works, how Operation Mockingbird is being carried out in a modern operation. So the reason I obsess over the fact that we're tomorrow's news today, next year's news today, is because the globalists are fighting around the clock to try to get us off the air. Because what we're saying is the blueprint and how it works. And, you know, it's further along in some aspects that I thought. And just coming to grips with the true, pure evil, just wanting to destroy life and kill children and hurt innocent people and just rip innocence into pieces, just coming up against that spirit and having that realization of that fallen thing that we're up against just makes me get on my knees to God and ask for a great awakening and a new renaissance on this planet, because it's what we need. So Owen's going to take over in the next segment. It's up on drudgereport.com. Trump heads the border. Emergency declaration. Test Republicans. Texas landowners prepare. Wall fight. Things Dems have funded that cost more. Drudge has a lot of key articles up there that break all that down. And then, of course, we also have Armstrong Williams, which is true, spiritual illness crippling America. This is a curse. And that's exactly what it is. You have the patriarch of the Orthodox Church coming out and saying the cell phones are the devices that mesmerize you and tie you into the Antichrist computer brain. And that's what it is. And so you hear Elon Musk saying it, the Patriarch of the Orthodox Church saying it, Armstrong Williams saying it. That's what this is. This is a curse. And real evil is being poured out in the world today. And I made some phone calls, I was even on air today, to some a few people just to let them know that, you know, some of the evil people that they've been exposing, they don't know how evil they are. And it's painful to know all this, but it's more painful if we deny it. It's more painful if we do not resist it. And and the children don't know. And so they're being snared at a very young age. That's what these monsters do. They target them when they can't fight back. And so I want to say this before I get into Trump and the emergency. Everything that they do is about covertness and incrementalism. Everything. It's the same blueprint, and then they even admit it. It's not even our opinion. The hydrofluorosilicic acid, the weaponized, electrified, acid-based fluoride, the GMO, the electromagnetic manipulation that they admit gives you cancer and tell you in the newspaper is going to kill you, is going to scramble your DNA and mutate you. This is all a giant desecration of God's planet and of our genetics and our family lines. Our seed, our genetics, is literally being mutated into an ugly demonic form because that's what Satan seeks to do to God's creation. And so people have to understand, everything is a soft kill covert op. All these people that pose like self-help and, you know, all the modern Timothy Leary types who are out there know full well what they're doing. And the vaccine pushing and the GMO and the cultural attack and the American Psychological Association saying men existing is bad and is a disease. No, they are the disease. Aliens, if they showed up and had collaborators, would be making announcements. Your families are bad. Your men are bad. Get rid of your boys. Put them in dresses. Give them chemicals. I mean, this is a science fiction movie for real, folks. The devil is a damn alien, okay? The Bible tells you the whole thing. It's going on. It's in it from another dimension. You can't see it, but it's all there, all around us. And it wants to kill you and your family, period. And this evil force in the universe is telling all these people, like William Shatner and Joe Rogan, and all these other people, join us, and you will get eternal life. You will get advanced technology. You'll be uploaded. We're going to go through this great cleansing of the earth, and then you're going to be on the other side of it. They all know it. And then they pose like little kind of happy, trendy people, let's use this as an example, to make everybody not understand that they're predators. And they know exactly what they're doing, luring people into the drug culture, luring people into the so-called New Age, luring people into this whole thing, and it's all meant to get you like I'm walking out in front of a Mack truck you don't see, and you never know what hit you. And so, and of course, these people are all slaves, too. I'm not even singling them out to say they're bad. It's just that I realize people I've known a long time, because I'm such a loyal person, because I know them, I decide to be blind and be delusional, even though there's evil sitting right there. And so it's good to see people pick sides. It's to be banned and attacked and persecuted and betrayed by these people is good, because we're forcing their hand to come out in the open and show us who they are. We're forcing these rats, these roaches, to come out from underneath the rocks and face us. And that's what they can't stand. It's come out. Facebook is a total brainwashing cult. Their own employee, literal, it's all MK Ultra stuff. The universities, the psychology departments are their own cults. They're all pushing psychotropics and ayahuasca and DMT, and then all these new synthetic super drugs coming out are being tested inside the universities everywhere. MK Ultra is on your television. MK Ultra is on your smartphone. MK Ultra is in your school. MK Ultra is in your water. It's even on CNBC that Facebook is a cult. You understand? And so they want to put you into the sensory deprivation tank of the internet. And they don't want us jacking into it, coming in and saying, look, we're not offering you some wonderland of the Matrix, but it's what will make you strong, and it's the real place. And I genuinely care about you. We're in this together. I've had four children. The globalists don't have children because they're selfish on average, because they don't want to bet on the future. They don't want to carry out that biological function that takes them closer to God. And they've all signed on to death. They're not going to get eternal life. They're going to get eternal death. You understand? Because that, they are death. They are destruction. They are slavery. Our country is under total attack. Europe is under total attack. But the good news is Italy's president and vice president, prime minister, have come out and said there is an axis of evil in Germany and France, allied against the rest of Europe and the world. It was set up by the Nazis. It's World War II, part two. Two plus two equals four, World War IV. They're taking over with economic warfare and anti-culture warfare and anti-family warfare. And now it's spreading, and they're saying we must create an axis worldwide to defeat this new system. So now all these presidents are sounding just like InfoWars, not because they're even listening. Of course they are. It's because it's true. So our chain reaction is now launching. The resistance is now going into its main phase. The enemy can feel it and is going to put their full weight against us right now. Pray for Trump and ask God and Jesus' spirit to enter the planet. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That's right, I'm filling in for Alex today. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us. Simon Roche is going to be joining us. Stuart Rhodes is going to be joining us. Doug Hagman in the fourth hour. Tons of news to get to. And I was going to come on today, and the focus was going to be how the left is a cancer to America that will kill us unless we cut it out. And I was going to talk about how I've fully identified the blueprint and the schematic that is behind Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, real name Sandy, or at least that's what they called her before she ran for office, but that's too white, so they went back to Alexandria. And then Alex went next level in the last segment. And I was actually going to do that in the war room today, and maybe I still will. And I've got a guest coming on the war room tomorrow that can break this down, but this is actually something quite ancient. And you can even read about this in the Bible, like Alex was talking about. And I don't even know, you know, I'm 29 years old. I have not experienced everything there is to experience on this earth, but I've experienced a lot for a 29-year-old. But I'm definitely not the leading expert on this. But we are in a multi-dimensional existence. Anybody who's seen it and experienced it knows it's true. This is in the Bible. And famous philosophers and other people have talked about this. Most recently, Alan Watt is one. But in the Bible, it talks about people having visions, seeing things from higher dimensions. And people that are experts in these fields talk about how you can skip. It's like a cheat code. Like, let's use the video game analogy of Mario, where you can skip entire levels and go into a warp zone. And so the experts say that's what you do when you take the DMT or you do the ayahuasca. And the shamans of this will warn you, this is not something for recreation. This is not something you do for fun. This is a serious experience that you're about to have. It's going to change your very existence. It's going to change everything that you perceive. It's going to change the way that you see things. And so they warn all of this to you before you do it. But there's this new cult, and now they say they have the whole microdosing thing. That's really just a distraction for all the designer drugs that the elites in Silicon Valley are on, which who knows if we'll ever even know what that crap is. I mean, why do Tim Cook's eyes look like dinner plates and he's all fired up doing an interview with glasses from Vice? But it's funny because there was a story today, I believe it was on Drudge, about a poker player who bet $100,000 he could sit in sensory deprivation for 30 days. And by week two, he started hallucinating and seeing things. I don't even know if I can. Devil-worshipping cults have been in America for hundreds of years. In fact, it even was existent in Native American culture. This is all historical. It came out of the Illuminati of Germany. And so these were like people that were seeking lower dimensions, people that were seeking power from lower dimensions, because it's the lower dimensions that actually will wield power or attempt to wield power here in the third dimension. Angels and spirits and saints and everything from higher dimensions, and of course God, doesn't really wield that power. God is just, he just created everything. He has, he's already decided everything. But you can go back. This is all ancient. And so they have these group hallucination experiences where they take ancient rituals and they summon Lucifer from the second dimension. Now, I know this sounds crazy, and to people who haven't looked into this or experienced it for themselves, you're just, you probably can't even comprehend what I'm talking about. It literally happens. And they summon Lucifer, and they communicate with Lucifer, and they take orders from Lucifer. And it's such a powerful thing, and it's so real to them in that time, you cannot help but fall to its just extraordinary existence. And so this is what all these occults and cults and secret societies, if you date back, I mean, hundreds of years, this is all documented, folks. But see, that's the cheat code. That's how evil attempts to manifest itself in our divine ability to reach into the upper and lower dimensions while not actually existing in them. Now, if you go back and you read the Bible, you can go to Revelations. You can go to, in fact, there's a bunch of different chapters in the Bible that talk about people having hallucinations in the desert and this, seeing angels and all of spirits and everything. You actually have the ability, and this in modern day practice, I guess you would point to, you know, Buddhists and Taoists and people that do long-term meditation to reach higher spirituality, to reach higher consciousness, and to see higher dimensions. And you can do this. Your body naturally produces DMT. So when these cults take DMT in a ritualistic way to summon and see Lucifer, that's like cheating. It's like using steroids to enhance your spirituality. It's like using steroids to enhance your consciousness. You can actually see different dimensions without having a drug-induced experience. That's the hallucinations that you experience when you're in sensory deprivation tanks. That's what you read about in the Bible when these people have visions of the horses and everything in Revelations and everything in between. And this is all ancient. This is all ancient. In fact, this is in the even founding of America, folks. I mean, if you really want to get into it, just look at Washington, D.C., look at the Washington Obelisk, look at ancient texts with Isis and Osiris, and look at the pentagram, and look at all that, and you will find out what is really behind all of it. Ancient cult secret societies that have been channeling lower dimensions and channeling Lucifer for power over the third dimension. And they have to make deals with Lucifer for this to happen. And now you understand why we're living in the modern day Sodom and Gomorrah, and why it's a national emergency to cleanse ourselves spiritually before the devil kills us all.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy, and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live on The Alex Jones Show on this Thursday edition. I'll be taking over for the next hour with probably one of the biggest stories, or what should at least be one of the biggest stories of the year so far, which has received no mainstream media attention whatsoever. In fact, I just checked it as of the past hour, There's one RT article about this. Apart from that, you'll only find it on Infowars.com. And what is that story? Well, just to give a bit of backstory, because back in November, you'll probably remember the confrontation between CNN anchor, CNN reporter Jim Acosta, and President Trump during that press conference in the White House, where, again, Acosta tried to make himself the center of attention by staying on the mic, by asking question after question and making statement after statement after statement. Being an activist, not a journalist, of course, there was a massive controversy over that, because when the White House staffer tried to grab the microphone from Acosta, he accosted her by shoving her arm down and shoving her away. Everybody saw that on the video. That was becoming a bit of a problem for the mainstream media. So they crafted this giant narrative around how InfoWars and yours truly had doctored the video of Jim Acosta's confrontation with that female White House staffer to make it look worse than it was. They couldn't really decide whether I'd sped up the video or slowed it down. Couldn't really make their minds up. They said both. Jimmy Kimmel and a bunch of late-night comedy hosts got up there the next night and said that, oh, he's removed the audio. No, I didn't remove the audio. There was no audio because it was a GIF image. GIF images do not have audio. So there was this media narrative for about 3 days, if not more. It probably went on for most of the week, actually, now that I recall, that we had deliberately doctored the video of this confrontation to deceive the American people, and then the White House had then tweeted out that video for the same purpose, to deceive the American people. Because if you look at the definition of doctored as it relates to video footage, it means you deliberately have to change and amend that footage with the intention of deceiving the viewer. So it can't be accidental. It can't be incidental. It has to be deliberate, deliberately done in an attempt to deceive, to mislead the viewer. Now, of course, as I've proven, which, you know, after the fact, I made two videos on this, I did not deliberately doctor any footage. I made that plain with evidence pointing out that, yes, it may have lost a couple of frames in the compression from a video to a GIF file and then back to a video again, but there was no deliberate doctoring of that footage. They crafted that entire narrative to distract from Acosta's bad behavior in accosting that woman. So that was a media narrative for about 4 or 5 days that week in November. They made such a massive deal out of it. And then look what we have today, and look how big of a deal has been made out of this. We have a liberal staffer working for a Seattle news station, Q13 Fox, caught red-handed doctoring footage of President Trump as it was broadcast live to deliberately mislead the American people. This news network, and you see the footage here, Trump's talking, he's doing his address to the nation on the border situation on Tuesday night. He finishes his sentence, and then whoever's in control of this Q13 Fox station uses what looks like deep fake technology, where they take two images of a person and synthesize them. So again, they basically cut out his mouth and made it look as if President Trump is sticking his tongue out and basically looking completely idiotic and not able to speak during a live White House address to the nation. Now, this looks like deepfake technology, which the mainstream media has been alarmist and hysterical about for well over a year, claiming that Russia, that China, that other bad actors, that Trump supporters themselves could use this technology to fake what public officials, what politicians are saying, to mislead the American public. Their main concern was around Russia. But now a left-wing anti-Trump activist, that's obviously who this is, has done it in Seattle during a live address to the nation, and no media at all in the United States is reporting on it. There's one RT article. I'll get to that after the InfoWars article, which we put up this morning. Seattle news station caught doctoring Trump video to make president look stupid. It says the clip, which was aired live on Tuesday night, shows Trump finishing a sentence before appearing to stick out his tongue for an elongated amount of time. The video then cuts to a generic station ID screen. Again, this is Q13 Fox in Seattle,
The intent of the video is clearly to make President Trump look ridiculous, and you will see that when you watch it and with the audio as well. Now, there was a blog called My Northwest, which first drew attention to this. Again, no mainstream media coverage, no corporate media coverage. Said that comparison reveals the Q13 video created a loop of the president licking his lips, making it seem bizarre and unbalanced. It also seems that someone distorted the president's face and may have added an orange tone to his skin. So they've either used deep fake technology to insert a fake mouth that looks like Trump sticking his tongue out for an elongated amount of time, or they've just paused it and then done a loop, because he does appear to stick his tongue out, and then they've looped that and just replayed that section of the video where it's just his mouth to make sure that he looks dumb, he looks ridiculous sticking his tongue out again for an elongated amount of time. Now, Q13 Fox responded to the controversy by basically admitting it. They released a statement saying the individual responsible for the stunt has been placed on leave pending an internal investigation. Their statement said, quote, "We are investigating this to determine what happened. This does not meet our editorial standards, and we regret it as it's seen as portraying the president in a negative light." So they admit it makes him look stupid. The editor responsible for editing the footage is being placed on leave while we investigate further. And again, we saw this in France with the Yellow Vest protest, which I'm going to talk about later in the hour, where they had somebody carrying an anti-President Macron sign, which basically meant Macron F off. That's what the sign meant in French. And they removed the cussing out of that sign, so the sign just said Macron. So again, you've got mainstream networks in France doctoring protest signs to protect their establishment. And now, after the mainstream media repeatedly made hysterical claims about Russia using deepfake technology to mislead the American people, an anti-Trump leftist does it in Seattle. And it's crickets. They made a story about altering video in relation to President Trump, the top story, or at least in the top three stories in America, for nearly a week back in November. They lied about me. They lied about InfoWars, claiming we doctored it. That was a top story for about 5 days. This happens. Nobody's even talking about it. I expected them to at least have to mention this at this point. I just searched on Google News as of 20 minutes ago. Nothing. There's one RT article. And again, this is despite, back in September, three lawmakers, two Democrats, one Republican, sending a letter to the Director of National Intelligence warning AI deepfakes, quote, have the potential to disrupt every facet of our society. So they're warning about it. They're writing letters to the Director of National Intelligence, basically saying this is a national security threat. They claim it happened with Jim Acosta, even though it didn't. They made it the top news story for about 3 or 4 days. That was one of the biggest stories in the country that month. This happens, and then obviously an anti-Trump liberal is behind it. Absolute lockdown on the story. The only news outlet, apart from InfoWars, and the blog that initially drew attention to it, is RT, Deepfakes in Action, Seattle TV station accused of doctoring Trump speech video. I'm going to get into reading that story after the break and kind of summarize what this means and the sheer rampant hypocrisy behind it. Again, making that a Acosta controversy, the top story for 5 days, and completely ignoring this one. This is an absolutely monumental story. The fact it's got no press coverage is very telling indeed. We'll get more into it on the other side of the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No, someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs.
After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
I'm absolutely flabbergasted about the complete silence, the complete media lockdown on this story. And I've just looked on Twitter. I tweeted out this InfoWars story this morning about this news station doctoring live footage of President Trump. 7,000 likes, nearly 4,000 retweets, 200,000 impressions on this one tweet alone. And again, the story is, for over a year, the media has been scaremongering, calling it a national security crisis, about Russia potentially exploiting this deepfake technology, which again is when they splice together two video files of a person talking mainly. Also, obviously, they use it in the porn industry. In fact, there's now a company, and the RT article talks about it, where people can superimpose their friends or their lovers or their exes onto the faces of porn stars so they can watch people they know engaging in porn. That's a big story. It's a huge concern, and it's a national security crisis that Russia could exploit deepfake technology to deceive the American people. to make it look like public figures are saying something they're not. Of course, that is a drastic problem in terms of, you know, there could be a massive nuclear confrontation and you could have world leaders appearing to say something live that they're not actually saying. I agree, that's a big concern. And it was a huge concern when I doctored some footage of Jim Acosta, even though I didn't doctor it, and they went on about it for days and days and days. But when an anti-Trump leftist in Seattle does it, for a mainstream TV station, during a live presidential Oval Office address, none of them even report on it. How can they get away with not even mentioning this story? This is absolutely huge. RT, headline, deepfakes in action, Seattle TV station accused, they've admitted to it, of doctoring Trump's speech video. And again, they talk about, in fact, they've embedded my tweet in this article. It says, faking video footage has become easy in recent years thanks to the widespread availability of video editing software. A combative press conference debate between CNN anchor Jim Acosta and President Trump in November put the issue in the spotlight after internet detectives accused InfoWars editor Paul Joseph Watson of editing video footage of Acosta. Of course, they had other experts come out and say that there was no editing or doctoring whatsoever. Again, editing, all video footage is edited. That's what they go after James O'Keefe on. When he gets like 3 hours long of him talking to somebody, he edits it down for a YouTube video. Oh, it's edited, you can't trust that, it's edited. All video footage is edited. We're talking about doctoring, where it's edited deliberately to deceive. Which again, I did not do, I've proven all that in two separate YouTube videos. The RT article goes on to say, the edited video was shared by the White House, which it was. Sarah Sanders tweeted it. Watson denied the accusation, and eventually the debate was forgotten about. Yeah, after a week of wall-to-wall press coverage. Now it happens in America during a live presidential address. Nobody's talking about it. This story was out yesterday. Nobody's talking about it. Even though they've literally had congressmen, lawmakers write letters to the director of national security warning about this, warning that it could deeply disrupt society, in their own words, AI election meddling. That's a big concern, but when it actually happens, it's admitted to, it's proven. Nobody even cares. Like, I'm not saying this is a national security threat, but it's a massive news story, especially if we're supposed to be really concerned about doctored video and AI deepfakes, and yet nobody is talking about it. Maybe they will be forced to cover it over the next few hours, but as of right now, when we're doing this broadcast, the only places you can read about this are RT, as of like an hour ago, the blog that initially drew attention to it yesterday, and Infowars.com this morning. So absolutely incredible situation. And if there is an update on that, I'll revisit it before the end of my hour on the show. But again, absolutely flabbergasted that nobody's drawing attention to that. Now let's zoom out globally and talk about the Yellow Vest movement. And I put up a YouTube video last night about basically the latest on the Yellow Vest movement. The fact that now there's a small but growing Yellow Vest movement in the UK, and they're using stunts and media narratives to try and denigrate that group of people, because God forbid they're called a politician a Nazi. Here we are on the right, we've been called Nazis and fascists for years and years and years, nobody bats an eyelid. The media encourages it, they encourage violence against us. We saw the AFD politician a few days ago beaten to a bloody pulp. Again, because Antifa thought, well, he's a fascist, he's a Nazi, therefore we have the right to basically try to assassinate him. That is the ground that the media, that's the environment the media has whipped up over the past couple of years. Of course, intensified after Charlottesville. And yet, now in the UK, the Yellow Vest movement have been deplatformed on PayPal. Their Facebook accounts are being shut down because one of them had the temerity to call a Tory MP a Nazi, and I'll get into that in the video, which we'll play in the next segment. It's a 7-minute video. But the latest on the Yellow Vest is this, again out of RT. Officials' worst nightmare, Yellow Vests hope to trigger bank run with financial protest. And this is slated to happen on Saturday. If it does, it will be absolutely monumental, because this is not a small group of people. Yellow vest protesters are hoping to trigger a bank run with a nationwide coordinated cash withdrawal. By threatening the French financial system, protesters say they want to peacefully force the government to pass their reforms. Now, of course, we had the footage on Saturday. They're claiming this yellow vest protest movement in France is diminishing. If it's diminishing in numbers, it's certainly not diminishing in violence. There have been claims and counterclaims that the actual violence is actually being carried out by the more left-wing communist individuals and the mass of migrants from the suburbs there in Paris and other areas. Again, claims and counterclaims on that. But massive unrest in Paris, massive unrest in Lyon and numerous other French cities over the weekend. Caen looked like a battlefield, not a city. But now the Yellow Vests are saying they're going to withdraw all their cash or as much as possible on Saturday. There's a quote here, if the banks weaken, the state weakens immediately. That's what Yellow Vest sympathizer Taz Son said on Facebook. It's elected officials' worst nightmare. Protesters plan to empty their bank accounts on Saturday, withdrawing as much money as possible in a bid to undermine the French banks, if not the euro itself. The plan is to scare the state legally and without violence, forcing the government to adopt the movement's citizens' referendum initiative, which would allow citizens to propose and vote on new laws. Bearing in mind that Macron's approval rating is now at 23% on last count, he was heralded as the saviour of globalism when he won the French election in 2017. Now he's got 23% approval rating, and French people in Paris are literally using forklift trucks to try to bulldoze their way into the city's government buildings. Globalism there in a wonderful state, as we can see. But now they're talking about withdrawing all their cash. Bear in mind, polls show in France, 77% of the French public support the Yellow Vests movement, even after all the violence. And yes, we had some looting. Yes, we had some violence in terms of police officers being attacked. But again, the attacks coming from the police are just as sustained. We had the arrest of the Yellow Vest leader, or one of them at least, in Paris, Eric Drouet, back around a week ago. They snatched him basically while he was having a dinner with his friends in a restaurant. They're talking about introducing a law which would make it illegal to protest. So you would have to get permission from the government to protest the government. Now they're going to take it one step further. Whether there are enough of them to actually have any effect, or to force the French state into placing temporary limits on cash withdrawals, remains to be seen. We're going to get our bread back. You're making money with our dough and we're fed up, said protester Maxime Nicol in a video message shared on YouTube. A well-coordinated financial action has the potential to bring the French banking system and, by extension, the euro to its knees, as banks always only hold a fraction of the funds of the country's citizens have in their accounts. Fractional reserve banking, of course. Most banks limit ATM withdrawals to a relatively low amount, meaning processors would have to line up inside the banks to withdraw the rest of their money. Now, even if they could do that without triggering any kind of crisis, if there are not enough of them to trigger a crisis, the mere sight, the mere video footage, the mere optics of people lined up outside French banks demanding their money is going to be another public relations nightmare for President Macron and the French state, and of course, crucially, the European Union. So even if it has no direct knock-on effect to the economy, the optics of that are going to be dreadful for the globalists. We'll be back in the next segment of The Alex Jones Show. Breaking news, Infowars.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.